Hey, Game Classic listeners, this is Joe here. Just letting you know today's episode is brought to you by Steve. What's the name?
Imperfect Produce.
Save money and eat healthier, more affordable groceries. The produce is just as tasty and healthy as grocery store produce, but up to 30 to 50% cheaper. Make healthy eating easier. You get fresh fruits and veggies delivered right to your door, which makes cooking the right meal for you easier than ever and makes things like smoothies and juices easier, too. You could sign up today, and you could use... What's our promo code? I have it written down here somewhere. Oh, yeah. Planet Arbitrary listeners can get up to 40% off their first box just by using the code Planet Arbitrary. Fucking Pat, he didn't give me the promo code.
I believe it is Planet.
Is it Planet?
I believe it is okay. Planet.
Okay. I'll have to cut this up.
Hello, Steve. Hello, Joe. It's time to game classy.
But Steve, we are VR. VR Troopers. Remember
it's not VR
Troopers?
It's AR. There's a big difference.
Remember VR Troopers?
I do remember VR Troopers.
My cousin had those figures. They were amazing.
The VR Troopers figures? Of course they were amazing. They're based on great Japanese Super Sentai shows.
All of a sudden, I'm not getting anything on my end. Did you screw something up?
How could I have done that?
I don't know.
Does my thing not plug in all the way here? I don't know if that's supposed to... be a thing.
There you go.
Yeah, excellent.
There you go.
Some might even say sexcellent.
Yeah, I remember my cousin had the VR Troopers. He had the dinosaur, because they had the dude, and then the dude would like get the parts attached to him from like the dinosaur or whatever the other spaceship or whatever. And they're fucking badass.
Are you thinking of the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad? Because the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad is the one that has, like, a base guy who kind of looks like Ultraman, and then there are vehicles that attach to him.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, that's Grid. The Japanese name of that is Gridman.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, that's...
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like Japanese shows, like, as well as much as you do or anything like that.
Those shows are for literal children.
Yeah, like, I mean, but even as a kid, I never liked them that much, but fuck...
Well, the American versions are terrible.
The toys were cool.
Yeah, the American versions are terrible because they take all of the, like... plot and like character development and like the fact that like the characters make sacrifices and grow and like there's a story and like there's morality lessons, they take all that out and they replace it with, hey, let's go to the juice bar with Bulk and Skull. Yeah,
I still hate Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. And like I said, they take all of the things that would be like useful for you know, developmental children to learn out and then replace with vacuous nonsense.
Well, anyway, welcome to Stormcast, the official Stormcast Warhammer Age of Sigmar podcast. I'm Joe, and I'm going to talk as far away from the mic
welcome
as
possible. Welcome to Stormcast, the official Age of Sigmar podcast.
They don't say it anymore.
Did you see on the actual, on their webpage, I actually started bitch. Every episode I've written down, fix your fucking audio.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. And finally, people are starting to agree with me, because this episode, it's actually been better. Duncan got a little bit quiet for about 25% of that 15 minutes. He was a little too quiet on the thing. But, I mean, I have to turn up my volume all the fucking way on my phone and in my car in order to hear them talking in their nonsensical accents. It drives me absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, and of course, those Japanese shows are always, like, ridiculous mashups. Like, VR Troopers is three shows.
Yeah. It's
three... shows. Meh. Just hacked up and chopped up by Haim Saban for fucking a quick buck.
Meh.
Also, unrelated, but I saw the, well, I guess I don't know if I don't finish a movie, can I say that I saw it?
No.
Well, yeah. I watched the Power Rangers movie, the new one. I couldn't finish it. I tried.
Yeah.
I tried. I couldn't. It was awful. It was really, really bad. Because I had heard like a rumbling that it was a pretty good movie, and I was just like, that seems like it's not likely true. So I had to investigate, and upon further investigation, they were wrong. It was terrible. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah. Well, it's a Power Rangers movie.
Obviously, which is why I was going to just clearly skip it outright, but I had heard from some people that it wasn't terrible, so I now don't trust their opinions on film.
As well you shouldn't.
Because, I mean, I've been surprised before. There's been plenty of movies where I saw the trailer and I'm like, that looks fucking stupid. And I hear a few people go like, no, it's pretty good. And I watch it and I'm like, okay, yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. So we're going to give our Gen Con recap. Steve is going to comment on some of the stuff, because, I mean, you don't really have to go to Gen Con to comment on the stuff
you
that they debuted.
You absolutely do not.
I mean, there's stuff that happened at Gen Con that was fun that, you know.
Like Steven Broussard getting ejected from the convention.
Holy fuck. Okay.
The president of ILO. before the con even started.
Before, like, before we start talking about that stuff, I wanted to mention that, you know, I'm a big proponent of Airbnb when I go down to Gen Con. I stayed at a murder house this year.
Good.
Oh, my God. I almost took pictures of it.
You should have.
It was like, oh, well, this is really nice and cheap. It's $60 a night. It's close to downtown. Close to downtown in Indianapolis, if you're not careful, you are in the fucking murder places.
Yeah. It's Indianapolis. It's awful. I would never stay at an Airbnb I wouldn't stay at an Airbnb in Indiana. In the state.
The second one I stayed at two, because I stayed at one night and the other night, because I couldn't get two consecutive nights. But the second one was gorgeous, in a beautiful condo right in downtown. It was like a 20-minute walk from the convention center. It was
that
awesome.
That was the real murder house.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, it was probably like Patrick Bateman in American Psycho Murder
exactly.
House. It was like an 80s thing. He's like, you never heard Are You Losing the News? I'm like, yeah. I have. I love sports. It's a great album. And he's like, oh, okay. And then we sit down. We talk about We just sit there and listen to it on his cassette. No. This place was totally like, I went there and the guy was originally like, on the thing, he was like, oh, it's a king-size bed and everything like that. I get there and he's like, oh, well, you know, we ran out of king-size beds. So if you don't mind, there's a twin. I'm like, I don't really care.
I'm only interested if it's a kink-sized bed.
So I go, he takes me to this back room behind, like, the kitchen. And it's, like, obviously, like, a built-out room that's on it. And I'm like, okay, this is fucking creepy to begin with. And I was like, this is totally a murder room. Like, this is a room that they murder people in. I couldn't sleep all night because I was afraid of getting murdered.
Well, I'll let you know that if you were murdered in the murder house and you were the star of a snuff film, I would make sure to hunt it down for the listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'd be dead. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah. I just want you to know that I would make sure that the listeners got to see you in your snuff film.
In the murder house. I don't think they would film the murder there. I think this is more of
I mean, I don't know. Like,
they could be. I mean, this was more of like, we're going to murder transients and take their stuff and pawn it.
I see.
Type house.
I see.
I came home at night on that Friday night, came back to the place at Friday night, and I was walking through the kitchen, and there was a woman in the kitchen in a negligee, and she was an older lady, probably late 50s, maybe early 60s, totally a hooker, just
nice.
In there. I'm like, I mean, I, you know, whatever floats your boat, but I'm just kind of like, this is what I signed up for.
Yep.
You know, you get what you pay for. That's what it comes down to at Gen Con. Gen Con, I had a blast. But let's talk about the two great, not controversies, but the two great things that came out of there. One, the president of ILO Games got kicked out.
Also, the founder of Gamma. Ejected from the convention before
it even started.
Before it even started.
They never really said what he did. Assuming it's do you know who I am type situation.
Yeah. Basically, from what I understand, it boiled down to he had an altercation with security.
Security.
Yeah. So I don't know. I assume he screamed at them in his French accent.
Do you know who I am? I am
Steven Broussard.
I am the founder of Gamma.
Yeah. And then he was ejected from the convention, which was fucking.
What do you
hilarious.
Mean I can't get a baguette?
Fucking hilarious.
It's that fiery Gallic temper. That's what it is. Too much garlic. Garlic and snails will do that to you. Just make you all fiery, all antsy in your pantsy.
Yep. And gives you terrible diarrhea.
The garlic? Garlic doesn't give me diarrhea. Or snails.
Garlic and snails.
Well,
it's the combo.
Oh, okay. It's like, I do not get the diarrhea from the garlic and snails. I get that from your shitty American food.
You make your own. You buy croutons.
You buy croutons like some sort of cretin. A cretin buying your croutons. That's funny. It's a wordplay.
I believe he's the worst type of Canadian, a French Canadian.
Oh, he's Canadian. He's French Canadian. Okay, yeah, so
I believe he's French Canadian.
Okay, so he's. Oh, so he's like.
So.
He's like, I want some French fries for my
He is both simultaneously the worst type of French and worst type of Canadian.
Yeah. I mean, they're they swear really weird up in French Canada. They don't say like shit. They don't call them merde. They like say like stuff like tabernacle, which is like or sacre bleu.
That's like a cartoon.
I know. Like they swear in like a
they
religious
swear in
terms.
Cartoon.
They swear in religious terms.
They swear in cartoon.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. However, boom, great boom, food up in French Canada. Boom, boom, boom. Excellent bagels, surprisingly.
Yeah, the Canadians got the carbs down. They know. They know what they're doing when it comes to carbohydrates.
It's the fresh water. That's what it is. It's the St. Lawrence Seaway up there. Same thing with the Great Lakes. It's why the Midwest has better food than the rest of the U.S. because we have better water.
Mm.
So the stuff we make our food with
minus,
is better.
Minus Michigan. Although Michigan's not really the Midwest. Where what is Michigan?
Well, Michigan
Midwest?
Is food fine. It has fine food.
I was talking about the good water.
Oh, the good. Well, that's just that's Flint.
Yeah,
it's because it goes through the
yeah,
pipe. Yeah,
they still don't have clean water.
No. They don't have clean water, but we have a space force, so that's okay.
Finally,
you have been selected by the space force
space
to protect the
force
to protect the borders of the United
protect
States,
the borders of space
from Vladimir Putin and the Kodan Armada.
Our country's a fucking joke.
Yeah, so he got ejected, and it was and you're probably right. It was probably like a, do you know who I am?
Yeah, it was.
Do you know who I am?
It was described as an altercation with security, so yeah. Which is really funny.
Or else he could have been drunk too. If he was drunk and like,
he might be a day drinker.
He might. Oh, you know,
it was the morning. So
let me tell you this: as a guy who likes to occasionally wear cargo and khaki shorts and a polo shirt, I like to pretend to be Republican every once in a while when I'm walking around and just complain about my taxes.
Do you have your tiki torch?
Sometimes. No. What I like to do is I like to pretend to be this Republican guy, this alter ego, who's a small business owner, and I complain about how the government's taking everything from me. So I'm assuming that part of that is that there's a union who's working the convention center who would not like let him do whatever he wanted to do with his shit.
Probably.
And he was like, do you know who I am? I want to do this. And they're like, no, there's union regulations. You can't do that. And he's like, mes amours.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu.
I buy eating shit people like you every day.
Don't you know we make king of Tokyo?
We make king of Tokyo.
We make one popular game.
I named my company after famous American actor Danny Aiello, and this is what you do to me.
I have one popular game. Every other game we make, shit. But we have King of Tokyo.
He makes a version of Werewolf, I think, that's pretty popular.
No, Werewolf is made. Werewolf's made by Benzia or something. It's
oh,
not
okay.
Made by Aiello.
But yeah, then the other thing is that we had a alt-right punch in the face altercation.
That's true.
Oh my God!
The quartering guy.
I gotta bring up this guy's name because I really do want to call it out. Here's the thing. So basically, the guest of honor at Gen Con was Anita Sarkeesian. Finally, we have someone to talk about. that is just like, don't get me wrong. I don't like her. I think.
What does here's my thing. Like, yeah. I'm just gonna throw this out there. If anyone's heard my rants about Anita Sarkeesian,
yeah.
Play on They Know My Stance in Her. But regardless of any of that, just let's cut all of that around. What the fuck is she doing at a tabletop gaming convention?
Yeah, I who knows?
What is a quote unquote video game critique reviewer doing at a tabletop gaming convention? She has nothing to do with that industry. She's never mentioned anything to do with that industry. Why is she there? That's my full stand like what, like if you told me that she was at PAX or E3 or like any of the multitude of video game conventions, I'd be like, oh, okay, like sure, I that makes sense. But when I saw she was at Gen Con, I was like, what? Like,
I mean, she's. I don't like.
I,
her.
Know, I only guess she's going into bust in a new line of people to fleece out of money. That's
it's
probably
exactly what it is. I mean, yeah. Like, the problem is that she has very good points that she is an awful person and is lowering.
She's a charlatan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's taking what's a very important thing and making it about how she's going to get money out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a scam artist.
She's a scam artist, which sucks. But anyway, outside the point, a right wing alt. Yeah, you know, alt-right.
The quartering.
Jeremy Hambley, which is already...
Who's permanently banned from Wizards of the Coast Magic events.
Well, I'm going to get to this. So Jeremy Hambley was one of those people who's like outright spoken against Anita Sarkeesian, which is fine, I guess. I mean, he's allowed to have a stupid point of view. That's fine. But when you shoot off your mouth, don't expect that you're not going to get punched by someone who, you know, who has an opposite viewpoint of you. It just happens, right? So he gets punched in the face, and he goes on there complaining that Watsy isn't doing anything about this with this guy. The Gen Con's not doing anything about that.
Yeah, the great cover up of him getting punched
in the face. This is the one thing. Like, you know,
law enforcement was involved immediately.
This is like what he got punched for was definitely not the thing he deserved to be punched for. But I'm just glad he got punched. It's like Al Capone getting caught on tax evasion.
Right.
Like, no, get Al Capone on all the murder and shit.
Yeah.
This guy was like, no, punch him for his awful views on just being an awful human being. But if he gets punched for, you know, talking about Anita Sarkeesian, fine.
Was it about Anita Sarkeesian?
Well, because the guy who punched him is, I guess, had posted something that says, like, if you have a problem with Anita, come meet me here. I'll have a, you know, we'll talk, you know, we'll whatever. Punch. It's some. He basically said, like, if you talk shit, you're going to get hit.
Okay.
About her, which is
weird. I thought it was about something because the quartering guy has been embroiled in many social. So like when I heard he got punched, it's not like, oh, that's a surprise. It's more like, I wonder why, like which of the many reasons.
Well, and then this is the thing too. I didn't know about this guy. And then I dug deeper into it. So apparently he got banned from a Wizards of the Coast tournament for, well, he did something earlier.
No, he led a online harassment campaign against the cosplayers.
That's right.
Right.
Which already makes him scum.
And Wizards banned him from playing in sanctioned events.
Yes.
Because she was a WotC cosplayer.
Yeah, and she was like, you know what, fuck this, I'm not going to do it because I'm tired of this asshole leading this campaign.
His brigade of goons. Yeah. Yeah.
And so what does he do? He digs up dirt on all the WotC judges and be like, these guys are all sexual deviants.
But he did find a bunch of pedos.
Yes, which is fine, but that makes him even worse because he had to get banned in order to find this out. Now, if he was a person who was just like, you know what, I'm gonna check on these judges to make sure that everything's okay because I care about the health and safety of the children, that's right. One thing. That makes him a hero.
He did a good thing out of pure vindictiveness, which makes it not a good thing.
No, it makes him a shitty human being because that makes it even worse. That makes him just an awful another reason to be hit in the face because he's an awful fucking human being.
It's a weird, wild thing. Although that did lead to a hilarious change in WotC posse. The WotC policy now has the most like unenforceable thing ever about background checks for judges. It's just like no one is gonna pay for a background check for their judge.
No, not at all.
That's not happening.
That's really
which is kind of absurd because the Pokemon program, the Pokemon Professor Program has an extensive list of things you have to do, and Pokemon pays for your Pokemon professor.
Well, that's
because
they're Japanese and they care about that shit.
Yeah, they pay for your professor to get a background check. So if you have a kid, and you're afraid of like any sort of like impropriety with children at card game shops and tournaments or whatever, if you're playing at a Pokemon event, your Pokemon Professor is clean, guaranteed. So there you go. Now you know.
Yeah. Well, you got to make sure that he's clean first, and it's officially sanctioned and shit like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If it's an officially sanctioned Pokemon event with an actual Pokemon professor, they have a clean background because they run a background check on their professors.
Wesley down over at the Android Dungeon might not necessarily be background checked if you're not careful. That's the thing too. I was thinking about it, there was a
fucking Magic Pro Tour qualifier at a fucking sex dungeon once. The video was hilarious. It blew up. All over social media of the walk to the sex dungeon because they like walked in and it was this like they had to walk through the snow and they got to this weird like creepy ass door that led into a basement that was like a fucking cellar and it was like moist down there and they were just like, wow, what a professional level event.
Oh man, pretty funny. There was it's so fucking dumb. I mean, and this is why I'm glad he got punched. I mean, no, you know what, I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, fuck it, if a guy needs to get punched, he needs to get punched. Like, I see, like, the funny thing was, on some of the forums that I go to, that I was looking at this, there was, like, people like, no one deserves to be punched for blah blah. I'm like, no.
A whole lot of people deserve to be punched.
A whole lot of people deserve to be punched.
Yeah.
People like him are just born assholes. They're assholes because that's how they're going to make their money.
They're bullies. And
they're bullies.
You stop bullies by punching them.
Yeah. Pretty much. And he's on his little YouTube page, and he'll be on there until he gets banned like Alex Jones.
Yeah, he'll have his pity party. He'll get his Patreon pity party dollars.
Yeah. Making a frog gay.
You're making the frogs gay. I'm sick of this crap.
It's a good day when he got banned from all of his little, except Twitter. Twitter's the only one that hasn't banned him yet.
It's because Jack is a Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking proven at this point. Like, you can get banned from Twitter for changing your screen name to Elon Musk, but he won't ban people who, like, outright, like, call for genocide.
I was just talking about this. Like,
so, like, how do you read that? I read that as Jack is a Nazi sympathizer. Yeah. So
we were talking about, I was talking about how, you know, everywhere there's like diesel punk and steampunk. We're actually in Musk punk at this point.
I fucking hate Elon Musk, dude.
I do too.
Dude, that fucking Chad. He legit brings up Rick and Morty in interviews. Like, what the fuck? Like, God damn it. And the amount of people willing to stand for Elon Musk is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, actually, like,
Pat built robots for him.
There was, so I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it the other day, and it was just like, we as a society don't deserve to be saved.
We live in a society,
and
we don't
deserve to be saved. We deserve extinction.
Gamers need to rise up is what I'm saying.
Gamers rise up. heck the planet.
Have you seen those memes with the Joker?
Yeah. Gamers rise up.
We live in a society.
Yeah, it's so fucking ridiculous.
All right, so that was the two things, and you know what? I'm glad the guy got punched. So we'll just leave it at that.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't care. It's funny.
Yeah. So onto the
other dude got arrested. Like there was no. The best part was like
he didn't
really
get arrested though. I don't think.
No,
I think
law enforcement was involved.
Yeah, law enforcement. I don't think he got like.
I mean, I'm sure
a dude got punched in a bar in Indianapolis.
Yeah,
it's like
I'm sure it was the normal response, which is them going like, eh. But like the best part is him claiming it was some sort of Wizards of the Coast conspiracy.
It's just like
what the fuck are you talking about? Like if you're a loudmouthed asshole and you go to a place, there's a good chance someone's gonna hit you.
Especially Indiana at Gen Con, because Gen Con has been like making massive efforts because Indiana's a shithole state who, you know, hates anyone who's different.
Yes.
And if you're gonna go out there and you're gonna talk about how you know, you're an alt-right person, that means you hate a lot of the people that Indy's trying and that Gen Con is trying to embrace.
I mean, he's a Nazi. Yeah. We don't need to use the clean term of alt-right. They're Nazis.
Nazis, okay.
They're fucking Nazis.
I just don't like it because I like Nazis own up to it. That's the problem.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's they only own up to it when it's safe.
Yeah.
Like there's
Nazis
levels,
owned up to it all the time.
There's levels of Nazism. So
except in like 1946.
So what you have is you have the skinhead Nazis who just like walk around with their Nazi swastikas. Yeah. Like you have those guys.
Yeah.
Like
those guys are like real ass Nazis.
Like those guys are there. But then you have like the new alt-right who are Nazi all the way up to the point of where they just won't wear a swastika.
Yeah.
Like, so they're cowardly Nazis. They're like,
yeah, the cowardly Nazi.
They're cowardly Nazi. Like that they are a Nazi. They're like, I like if you put those two guys in a room, they would agree on everything. And the one who's like, but I mean, I don't think I should wear a swastika. Like that's where he draws the line because he's a coward.
Yeah.
Like they're all cowards. And that's why they won't like outward. And you know, the whole reason like the Klan, they wear masks because they're all cowards. Yeah. Like if you want to have horrible, shitty, hateful views, put your shit out there. Why don't you see what happens?
I'm surprised.
And then you cry when you get punched.
You know what? That's always kind of funny is I never see like those real protesters out at Gen Con, like the God hates gay people protesters out there. Like you'd think that they would be out there.
There's always like there's always a few at Gen Con, but they're never in mass. It's always like one or two guys.
I
saw one dude with a Bible who was just like,
wow.
Bam, like see, he might have been protesting Gen Con, or he could have just been a crazy Bible street guy.
Yeah, I think that was a crazy Bible street guy.
But he was definitely going nuts. It was pretty funny.
Before we get into the new games, I wanted to talk about
I dabbed.
What was this, 2016?
It was years ago.
Yeah.
It was many years ago.
There was a there's a new burger place in Gen Con right off
Borger.
Burger.
Boiger?
Boiger. It's called Burger something. God, I can't remember the name of it. But they had a special Gen Con burger. And I know you can't eat this because you're special diet, but it was fucking amazing. It was based off Stranger Things. It was called the 11 Burger. And it had
Eggo waffles on
and
it.
It was two burgers, a double patty between two Eggo
so
waffles.
Disgusting.
And it had peanut butter and jelly on it.
Oh,
it was fucking amazing.
God, that sounds like the most disgusting.
It was so great.
Why would you do that?
It felt so good coming in, and it felt so good coming out.
Oh God, that's fucking vulgar. Like anytime I hear about like sweet shit like that on a fucking hamburger, I just want a Ralph.
Yeah.
Ugh. Those flavors do not belong together.
Oh, they do, Steve.
No.
Oh, they do.
No, they don't.
Please.
Ugh. Ugh! Ugh! Ah! God!
Oh, I put a little bit of syrup on it too.
Oh!
So good. Maple syrup. You gotta get that Vermont maple syrup.
Oh! That's fucking disgusting. I bet you're one of those people who put maple syrup on your sausage, too.
Well, in the morning if I'm having breakfast sausage.
Absolutely vulgar.
Ugh. It's so good. Ugh. What else did I have?
Sugar does not belong on meat.
Oh, yeah, it does. Ugh. I had
I bet you like pineapple on pizza, you scum.
Sometimes. I'm not a pineapple racist or pizza racist. I'll enjoy most things on pizza.
Would you have peanut butter and jelly on pizza?
They would have to. It would be a tough sell, but if the person sold it to me correctly, I could probably do it.
Actually, you could probably make a really good peanut butter and jelly pizza, yeah. But you just wouldn't put tomato sauce on it. It would just be
jelly.
It would just be peanut butter instead of tomato sauce, and then you just put jelly on it.
See, I would do the jelly instead of that, but.
It could be a swirl mix, and then you could use one of those cheeses that goes good with jelly.
Yeah.
And then actually that'd be pretty good. Yeah. All right.
I'm sold on it.
The tomato sauce would kill it. If you didn't do the tomato sauce, you could make
You could use tomato sauce, but you have to use like a you can't do like an Italian tomato sauce.
But I wouldn't bother
sauce,
with the tomato sauce at that point. Tomato's
a fruit. You can make a decent.
But use the superior just like
remember,
swirl
Steve.
Of, use goober grape.
Goober
you use
grape.
Goober grape all over that pizza. All
right. Yes,
probably like a goat cheese. Yeah. That makes the goat cheese goes pretty good with grape jelly.
So. Oh yeah, goat cheese goes good with fruit in general.
Well, I guess we got a good pizza going there.
All right, so you've come around to it already.
Well, no, that pizza, not a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with a hamburger on it. That's fucking disgusting. I that would make me throw
up. The place was called Burger Study.
That would
was the name of it.
100% make me throw up.
This is the burger. It's fucking.
That would make me vomit. Like,
well, you
actually
can't eat
vomit.
Carbs. Period.
But even then, like, like just the concept alone of that burger is like making my stomach turn.
And it was served by a very beautiful woman too.
That's fine. I would enjoy that part, but I wouldn't eat the burger. Although, you know what I probably would do? I would probably take everything apart and then just eat the burger patties and then eat the peanut butter and jelly waffle.
The food truck game this year was kind of shitty. I just wanted to say that. I mean, in the years past, they've had much better food trucks. This time, it was kind of like all the same shit. You know, there wasn't enough variety for me. I sometimes like I'd be like I like to have the choices. I like to be like, oh, I can have sushi or kimchi, or I can have some pierogies. I can have some barbecue. There was a lot of
burgers and fries this time.
It was just a lot of like barbecue places or like you know, same old shit. I was like, meh, I'm not into this. Like, why is there a cupcake fucking food truck? I'm not gonna eat a cupcake as a meal.
That's a pretty weird food truck. I mean. Yeah. No, I guess.
I mean, I've seen them before, but I mean,
because you'd be next to like a place that's serving like get a falafel and then get a
cupcake. Exactly. Like I would like a gyro. Give me a gyro, actually, because that's what you want to eat on a 90-degree fucking afternoon.
Give me the gyro.
Give me the hottest, greasiest gyro you got.
Just like fucking the fucking tzatziki sauce, just like fucking all over your beard.
It's like melting me.
your flesh is melting away.
Oh my god. But anyway, new games that got released. The two big games I think that were kind of making the most amount of buzz. This is just for me. Was the Richard Garfield card game?
Oh, fucking Arc Forge or Light Forge?
Yeah,
that sounds like the biggest fucking turd. I read about it. I was like, that is awful.
So I didn't get to play it because the lines for the demo were fucking insane. But apparently. There's something that makes it different is that each pack has like there's an algorithm to how the cards are distributed in the pack so that no two packs will be the
same. Yeah, so it's a deck building game that has a an alternate deck component, and the way it works is there's two static decks that are always the same, and then your deck that you get has been collated randomly from the card pool.
Yeah, okay.
So your little deck will be its own thing, dissimilar from anyone else's deck. It's still the same card pool. Like, you're not going to have a card that no one else in the world has, but your card combination will be different.
Yeah. That's only for tournaments, I guess?
I was reading about it. Like, so they can curtail. Like, if a deck's too strong, they'll nerf it. Like, it sounded like fucking RNG City. Like, everything that you would want in a card game, like, it's the opposite of. Like, there's no customizability because you have to play with the randomized deck that you have. Like, it sounds atrocious. And I think people will try it, and there might be a small fan base that starts with, but as it's a Fantasy Flight game, it will, you know, peter out.
Yeah,
as per usual. But I think conceptually it sounds abhorrent. I was like, everything about it, like, as someone who's in, like, when I'm playing a card game, I want to play it competitively. Like, everything about that game is just like, why would you spend money on this? Like, yeah. it's going to be a competitive game, and we're setting it up to be the least competitive game possible. Because like, when you're playing a competitive card game, there's a lot of variance already. Like, card games have a lot of randomness. That's part of the game, which is understandable. Now, you need to have a balanced level of, because if it's not random enough, then the better player, better deck will always win, which means you'll have, which obviously from a competitive standpoint is superior when you're trying to find out who the better player is. However, from a game design and play standpoint, it's inferior because you'll have people quitting the game because they can't beat their friend ever. It's true. That happened with Versus System TCG. Versus System was a huge hit, but Versus System was a very low variance, high skill game. So like, you losing to a scrub, it was like impossible in Versus. Like, the worst player in the world can beat the best player in the world with Magic just on luck. It doesn't happen often, but it's possible. In Versus, there's like a 2% chance of that happening. So that variance is too low. Magic has it about right, but you don't want your variance to be too high, because if it's too high, what's the point in playing? Because you're just rolling dice. Yeah. And that's what, when I read the description of that game, I was like, it's literally like going up, like you and I go, hey Joe, let's roll some dice.
Ooh,
like
roll dice.
Like, oh, you know what? Maybe you'll get 2d4s, and I'll get 2d4s, and we'll just roll those. Yeah, it just seemed so stupid. I was just like, that is atrocious.
Well, and on the flip side of that, there's Warhammer Champions that's getting released.
Or smash it at Gen Con.
Or as I like to call it, Champies.
They sold out of the Founders Packs over Gen Con.
Yeah.
Which was pretty sweet. I got a Founders Pack myself. I was able to get in on that. And speaking of that, here's your 20 for that.
Woo!
For that, Matt.
Play Matt.
So like,
I got some cash.
That
get a lap dance.
So that game. So new card game.
Yeah.
Normally I would say pass because it's a new card game. And
it's a Warhammer card game, which does not have a history of having very good card games.
That's true. However, this has a few things going for it that put it in a little ahead of the pack. One is
augmented reality.
The augmented reality is not even a part of that.
Augmented reality.
The scanning technology is a part of that, though.
Job. But we have to go into the virtual world.
It's not virtual. There's a difference. AR and VR are not the same thing.
I am the lawnmower man.
We've talked about it.
I don't know any quotes from that movie.
The only one I remember is when he's like,
"You must die."
Like, that was it. Like,
you will die.
Like that. But we've talked about it many times. Like, what's the worst part about a game that you really like? Finding a player base.
Yeah.
Like, I love, I don't know, fucking
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is my favorite miniatures game. Well, that sucks, because the nearest Lord of the Rings player is like 4 states away.
Yeah.
So I don't get to play Lord of the Rings. Like, that's a shame. I have a huge Lord of the Rings collection. I can't play with it because nobody plays. That sucks. And the same goes for any game. Like any game that requires other players. Like, you need other players. Well, Warhammer Champions, all of the cards have a unique profile on them. It's just dots around the side. They're like pretty indistinguishable from one another when you're just looking at the card. But you scan them with the app. And when you scan the card with the app, it gives you a digital copy for your collection. And when the app fully launches, all of the cards you scanned are fully playable in the game online. Which means you'll always have an opponent. You want to test your random chaos deck theory out at 2 a.m? Bam, you can do it.
I didn't get to play the Richard Garfield game because I don't even know if they were actually demoing it at that point.
I don't think they were.
But the
I didn't hear anyone talking about the demo.
No. But I did demo Champions. I just walked up there, and of course I got the standard GW like, hey, you want to do a demo game? I'm like, fuck it, let's give it a try, because I was there buying your thing, and I was there like, you want to do a demo game? I'm like, okay. So the guy sets it up, and it's a 12 slot. A table. The middle four ones are your champions. You throw out your four characters. I was playing
Blessings underneath.
Yeah, you put the Blessings underneath.
Did you get Vandas?
No, I played Chaos.
I have Hammerhand.
Hammerhand!
Yeah, I had Archeon.
There's no Korgus Kool, though.
There's no Korgus Kool.
I was upset. I wanted him face off against Hammerhand.
And then on the top of it is where you play specific actions, like either spells or
action spells or abilities, spells or units.
You know, yeah, you play that up there, and then once you do that, that's how you affect the health of the opponent player. Fine, that's great. Certain ones are like timed, so it's like every turn they do something
different.
The
cards rotate.
And then once you are able to rotate, and then once you achieve something, like your guy's like
your hero rotates.
Yeah, your hero rotates.
On a quest.
And you want to do four rotations, and once you get to the fourth rotation, you get your blessing.
Yes, which is underneath your champion, yeah. Which is a powerful powerful ability that has many different effects. Yeah. Some are instants, some are buffs. They're very cool.
Yeah, and they're like supposedly pretty badass.
There's a few of them that are very strong. The one of the chaos ones, for example, like so you have you can start with a maximum of 35 health. One of the chaos ones blessings, it flips up, does one damage to you. Then its first rotation, it does two damage to you, and then its third rotation, it does 12 damage to the other player. So there's that's the kind of power level of a lot of the blessings.
Yeah, and you know it's like certain ones will be like. I played a Zinch spell, and it was like first turn, one damage to me, second turn, three damage to your opponent, next turn, one damage to me, then
yeah.
The final, then like
the
six
crazy
damage.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very cool.
It's pretty interesting. It's not my thing. I couldn't see myself playing it. I was actually kind of surprised at how interested you were in it, but you like the online play more than, and once you told me that like there's an online component to it, I'm like, okay, that makes sense for yeah. Steve likes the online shit.
Yeah, an online card game I'm a big fan of, and being able to like, because that's the best thing about it is I can test it, and then when I go to like, if I go to a bigger tournament, I'll have a deck I've tested against a wide field already, which is great. You know, that's one of the, it eliminates the need. Like, cause I like to tinker. And I like to practice.
You
decks.
Are a tinker.
And like Magic Online was decent for that, but Magic Online is crazy expensive. Cause like when Jace the Mind Sculptor was $100 in Standard, he was like $200 on Magic Online. Like, so if I wanted to test the deck, I owned Jace the Mind Sculptor's physical cards.
Yeah.
But I can't test it against the field. So you just have the net deck because people are doing the work for you. And like I don't have the money to like blow to try. Decks with this game, I'm buying the physical cards. I get the physical cards. The physical cards are also my digital collection, so I get to go, oh yeah, I'm gonna try this deck out, and you can just try it immediately.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that, but once again, it was like I'm not really that into it.
And I do really like the gameplay.
Let me tell you this: it's not truly a gaming convention until you have the guy giving the demo game that's way too fat to be giving a demo game.
Where he's breathing heavily.
He's doing the entire thing while leaning back in a chair with his little T-Rex arms resting on his belly. You know,
like, and just breathing wow. heavily.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like, you see.
That was like four demo games that I got at Gen Con was from those guys.
Have you ever gotten a demo game from a dude in a Freedom cart?
No, I have not yet had that. But this like...
One day.
I was like...
One day, Joe. I know you will.
I was like... Are these guys' arms just really too small for their bodies, or
do you think
is this Baron Harkonnen?
Do you think eventually the penultimate Gen Con experience will be getting a demo game while yourself in a Freedom cart from someone in a Freedom cart?
Ooh,
because you have grown so obese, you can do. And game design will be changed to like
accommodate
obese individuals.
Yeah. Might. There was not a lot of Freedom carts this year. I think people
they've probably gotten too big.
I think people who
they can't fit anymore.
The people who are usually on the Freedom Carts have realized that it's fucking impossible to move in Gen Con in the Freedom Carts.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there's so many people there now. Like, the Freedom Carts are getting pushed out.
Yeah.
Which is good, because they usually roll over people's feet.
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting. I went to the GW. I got a demo of Adeptus Titanicus. That game was pretty fun. It's like the easiest fucking game in the world.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a fun little Titan game.
Yeah, and I think people are blowing it up into be this huge fucking game.
I mean, it's cool. Like, it looks fucking cool.
Dude, do you know how... Okay, so I want to talk about this.
I know the, like, Mega Edition is, like, 300 bones.
300 bones for the Mega Edition.
But also
and
reading
it only comes with 8 models.
But reading it is, like you'll never need anything else.
Yeah, you do. Because all you get... So, like, a standard... Like, the Mega Edition game comes with two Warlords and 6 Night Titans. That's it. They haven't released the Warhounds or the Reavers yet. They say that you will need at least, like, 2 Reavers and, like, 3 Warhounds to make a standard manifold.
So you need 5 more models.
Yeah. Which are going to be expensive because they'll be sold individually, sure. And those Reavers are probably going to cost $30 a pop, and the Warhounds are probably $20 a pop.
Warhounds should be sold in pairs. Warhounds are deployed in pairs. They should be sold in pairs.
And 3D printed in pairs.
No.
I've already printed 2. It's pretty good. Pretty fun. But anyway, so yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, like... How the game is played. It's like the easiest fucking game in the world. The terrain is pretty cool. But yeah, the people who are shelling out for this Warlord edition or whatever, the the big collector's edition that they're putting out for. Fuck that, because I am not spending $300 on 8 models.
I don't know. I'm not spending it on a side game, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad of a game, but the thing is, and they've also changed the scale for Epic. Because it's no longer,
oh, yeah.
It's not 6 millimeters anymore.
Yeah,
it's 8 millimeters. Yeah. They made it bigger. So all those people who had all of their...
That's right, Epic. You're fucked.
Yeah. All those people who had their...
But it doesn't matter because they're not releasing units for it anyway. It's just Titans.
Yeah. Well, for now, depending. I don't know. It's fucking Forge World. And I got to see the new Lord of the Rings stuff.
Yes.
Battle of Pelennor Fields. Whatever. It's all the old models. I think you're an idiot for buying that box set for Pelennor Fields. I'm interested in seeing
what if you don't own. What if you don't own any of those models?
Don't buy them because they're shitty. They're shitty fucking
models. Those models.
No, all the
you just have a hatred of the Rohan models.
I don't know if I've talked about this on the cast in a long time, but one of my first gigs at Games Workshop, they learned that I could speed paint. And so they said, okay, we need this for our Battle of Pelennor Fields mega battle that we're doing at Games Day. They gave me a box of 200 Riders of Rohan that I had to paint. And
And it's permanently tainted you against Rohan ever since.
And they're shitty models. They're really shitty models.
They're horsemen.
Yeah. No, they're just, they're really shitty sculpts. And those molds are so old that everything's blending
old.
In together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that there's a, probably New Line has a, there's some contract thing where they can't re-sculpt them. Without some sort of like thing from New Line.
Don't know.
Is New Line even around anymore?
Yes. The stuff still says New Line. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how that kind of copyright shit works for like things that get dissolved. Because New Line is a company, a film company doesn't exist anymore as far as I know.
Yeah.
They don't make film, but.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what it is. But I mean, the evil stuff is okay because it's a little bit later.
The Army of the Dead stuff's fine.
Yeah, no, that stuff's pretty terrible too.
They look appropriate. They look like the Army of the Dead.
Yeah. But the coolest thing is that all the range measurement sticks that they have for it are the weapons.
Oh, they're so sick.
Are the weapons from fucking Lord of the Rings?
They're so sick.
So Sauron's mace is like the longest one.
Yes.
And you have
Sting for the short range. It's so cool.
Oh, Gimli's axe.
It's so cool.
I know, and it's like I'm looking at it, I'm going like. That's probably the biggest thing that I would ever waste money on. I mean, that's like a waste of fucking money right there.
That's because so cool.
You literally could just get a ruler.
But it's so cool.
I know. It's
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's...
That is the coolest measure. Those are the coolest measurement tools of any miniatures game ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't do it. Like, I want to so badly, but I know that I'll never play a game of Lord of the Rings against anyone. So it's just...
Well, you can play me. I actually bought an army. I did the Hobbit orcs.
Oh, yeah? The Gundabad orcs?
Yeah, because A, those models are fucking awesome.
They're very cool.
And B, I just re-marathoned the Hobbit movies.
Did you get Bolg?
I did get Bolg.
Bolg! Bolg! Bolg!
I got Bolg and Azog.
The Lake Town guards are a really cool model range.
I mean,
I like their fucking dick helmets.
Yeah,
they remind me of Chaos Dwarfs.
The only range I really liked from that movie were the dwarf sculpts from when they're in the full armor and those are great.
The full armor dwarves are great.
And the orc stuff. I'm not a fan of the elf stuff in that movie too much.
I like the wargs a lot.
The wargs are okay. They're Gundabad wargs.
Yeah, they're Gundabad. These are Ruskabel rabbits.
New Line was bought out by... It was merged with Warner Brothers in 2008.
Ah, okay. There you go.
So Warner Brothers might have to... There might be some renegotiation with the Warner Brothers shit.
There you go. And Warner Brothers just bought Crunchyroll.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, which is like... That's like big. Crunchyroll is like the biggest like anime streaming service. So like all of these giant... We are slowly but surely heading towards cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Where like there's just going to be like three corporations who control everything. Everyone's going to live in abject poverty.
No. There's three megacorps.
Yes, three megacorps. But they don't have sweet names like Mishima Heavy Industries or Zaibatsu Manufacturing Concern. They're all like crappy like Amazon and Warner Brothers.
Well, they're just Americanized. But I'm sure if it was like... Tihatsu Brothers, you'd be like, oh, okay.
No, it would have to be like Zaibatsu Heavy Industries. Like, that's cool. Like, that sounds badass. Like, you're just like, man, that sounds like a really fucking cool company.
Yeah.
There are no sweet American company names. There's not a one.
What's it? Hold on.
Uh,
I'm trying to find the quote, like where it's like for Mr. Sparkle, where it's like Tashiba Fishworks. And,
yes, and thus the manufacturing concern.
Yeah, manufacturing concern. There you go, fishbulb.
Hey, nice fishbulb. Mr. Sparkle, genki no dayo.
But yeah, that's we're slowly heading towards that. We're in Musk Punk. I told you that before.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a really shitty cyberpunk universe.
Did they come over here yet?
Yeah, we're in a really shitty cyberpunk universe for sure.
We're gonna have self-driving cars that I can't believe we're gonna have self-driving cars and people are like upset that like a person has died in a test run of a self-driving car.
Just think about it like this. We're going to have self-driving cars, and one-third of or two-thirds of all GoFundMes are for medical bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, just think about that. Yeah.
But I mean, people are upset.
That's our world.
But I mean, with self-driving cars, but people are upset like, oh my God, this guy died in this test run of the self-driving car. I'm like, do you know how many people die in cars every day?
Yeah. An interesting design for the self-driving cars AI, they actually have to
decide like
weigh life.
Yeah,
like the car is gonna hit three people. The car can turn, hit one person. The car hits one person.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's the train problem. With the what's it called when it's like train drifting?
Yeah, they show, like, it's both. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would do the multi-track drifting.
That's what it was. Multi-track drifting.
Yeah, the Eurobeat comes out. It's like get you going. In the street, heart of fire.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm excited about.
Eurobeat, multi-track drifting.
Multi-track drifting. I'm just excited. Like, I would love to be able to like not have to own a car, and you literally, it's like an app on your phone. You press the button, a car drives up to your house within a minute, and it'll just take you to wherever you need to go.
Like in Minority Report.
And it goes like fucking 1,000 miles an hour because everything is self-driving, and you don't have to worry about that crazy old Asian lady in the fucking fast lane that you want to kill because she's going at exactly the speed limit.
We're going to find out how powerful the car manufacturing industry is. Yeah. Or not manufacturing, car selling industry.
Yeah.
Because manufacturers don't care because they can manufacture the fucking auto-driving cars that are just the same. But, like, selling, like, dealerships, we'll see how strong they are. They've been historically pretty powerful, but we'll see what...
I think, what was it, New Jersey was the one state where they got Tesla banned?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the level of power. Like, they were so strong, like, in, like, the 50s and 60s. Like, they were able to, like, affect nationwide change. Now they're not as powerful, so we'll see.
Yeah, the ability to never have to buy a car again is great, but the only thing is like I have to
shitty
pay...
ass Musk Punk.
Musk Punk. It's terrible. It's
worst timeline.
The worst. What else did I see? I saw they made our wacky races board game.
They took our fucking idea.
Stole
our wacky races idea. Those fucking charlatans. The new wave spirit lives on.
When I saw the figures, they have to be pre-painted. So I'm like, well, what is even the fun in this? Which is actually pretty funny.
No, if they're like any of the other games they've done, they're just gonna be plastic. Because like the Ghostbusters game, the Ninja Turtles game, none of those were painted, but they showed painted examples, but none of them were actually painted.
Could be, the
Seaman does not produce pre-painted games. I don't think they ever have.
Seaman, can we just call him Seaman from now on?
Seaman, coming,
come on,
it's pretty good.
Come on, yeah, I'll go with that one.
We'll go with come on.
I got to see Raggy. I saw him there.
Yeah.
He did not. He was not getting punched. In the face. Yeah, he was not punched. Unsurprisingly, the lines for Kingdom Death were still fucking insane.
Well, of course.
One thing that I did notice is that people kind of backed away from the big kind of showpiece booths that I've seen in the past. Like a couple years in the past, like they
did you shout out, "Hey Poots!"
No, I did not see Adam Poots.
No.
They had the big booths like. Like, this is a pirate's den, or this is, like, a fucking... Malfo still had a big, empty fucking booth.
The privateers still have the big, stupid barrel robot?
No. Privateer's booth was... I think Privateer was not as crowded as it had, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah, of course not.
Fucking Paizo was fucking empty. That was surprising.
It was kind of surprising because Starfinder's a big hit. And Pathfinder Playtest is good too.
Maybe it was just the times of day that I was there. But they
I think it's what it is. Because both of those are like big.
Yeah, so. they had the gates where you walk through for the line. They were all empty. Mm-hmm. Fantasy Flight had huge lines. But why does Fantasy Flight have these huge lines? What is Fantasy Flight offering?
Because they're incredibly inefficient at selling product. That's why. No, really, it is. Because I remember I was there the year that Netrunner came out. Yeah. And, like, the line was so long and slow, they ran out of Netrunner before the line went out. And, like, they didn't tell anyone. They were, like, people would get to the end of the line and they'd be like, oh, we're sold out of Netrunner. And, like, the dude would just be like, I waited in line. And they're like, I only wanted Netrunner. And they're like, yeah, we sold out. And they just then that guy shuffles off. Like, they didn't tell the fucking line of people waiting for Netrunner, the, like, huge fucking line of people waiting for Netrunner. They didn't say, hey, we're sold out of Netrunner. They just let people go through super slowly and then just, like, would tell the person they're sold out of Netrunner. That person would be like, what the fuck? I don't want anything else. And they would leave. Yeah, that's why. Because Fantasy Flight fucking sucks at selling product.
Yeah. Well, they also want to create the hype by having a giant line.
Yeah, yeah.
And take their pictures, their sweet pictures of their new Wookiees.
And their giant line. And they're like, oh, look at our line.
Whatever, but Steve, there's Wookiee faction coming out.
Whatever.
What about the Dread Attack on the Wookiees?
I'm so over it. Fucking Fantasy Flight, I'm so over it.
Remember how they used to be a great company?
Well, yeah, and they got bought by a venture capitalist owned firm. So there you go.
Yeah, and now they're a terrible company.
Mm-hmm.
There was 40K Munchkin. That was announced.
Yeah, I bet you're excited.
Oh, man. 40K Munchkin. I like Munchkin, but I don't need a reskin of Munchkin. I really do hate the fucking reskins of games. Like, just give me fucking Munchkin. Munchkin should be able to sell on its own.
Oh, but, well, that's the thing. The Munchkin reskins, like, they're not actually reskins. They're their own thing. Oh. Like, they're the same mechanics, but they have their own rules because they're all compatible with regular Munchkin, Joe.
Excuse me, that was my crazy flatulence I got from hearing that explanation.
I fucking hate Munchkin. Don't talk to me about Munchkin. I hate it.
I
hate it. Leave me alone.
They had small previews of the Warhammer Fantasy RPG. They showed some concept art that they had.
The
Wayfarer? Yeah, the new
the
one.
The Redux from Modiphius?
Yeah, they had some...
Modiphius makes great shit.
They had some nice stuff. And artist-wise, guess who was there? Fucking Larry Elmore was there. He's usually...
I thought he died.
I did too. But he was...
That's awesome.
Yeah, he had a huge fucking booth, and I really wanted to buy some of the prints. I was, like, very close to. I did not, though. I had to spend my money on other stupid things that I didn't need, but...
But Larry Elmore.
It's Larry Elmore.
Like, I thought he would, like, I legit would have been like, I thought you died.
Then you gave him a hug, and he was like, ew.
I would not give him a hug.
I thought you were smothered by nerd chatch.
Like, I thought you were dead, man.
The guys who wrote...
Can you paint a fucking sweet wizard on my van?
The guys who wrote The Expanse were there. They were, like, a guest of
honor. Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, I didn't get to see them. They did, like, a special thing, and I was like, nah, screw that. I'm going to go run a dungeon.
Oh, you know, that means that the self-driving cars is going to be the end of the DM van.
The DM van?
The Dungeon Master van.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. You don't know the Dungeon Master van?
I do not know the Dungeon Master.
Oh, the Dungeon... It's a full conversion van.
Okay.
And it always has some sort of fantasy art on the side, like Death Dealer or a wizard or a chainmail bikini lady. I've always wanted a DM van.
Can't you get a DM van, like, conversion?
It needs to be a full conversion van. It needs to be a full van.
No, I'm saying converted to a self-driving car.
Oh, maybe.
Like when they get the DeLorean converted to a hover car in 2015.
Yeah, it's possible, I suppose.
Remember how we could have had flying cars in 2015?
Well, yeah, but we were clearly in a divergent timeline because they were on Jaws 21 as well. So yeah. The Jaws 5 must have been a really big hit to keep going at that point.
That's where the timelines diverged.
Diverged. It was Jaws 5.
It was Jaws 5.
That was actually where it was. Spielberg came back to direct Jaws 5 in that timeline. And
not as cheap Mexican counterpart Steven Spielberg.
Get me Señor Spielbergo. Schindler es muy bueno. Señor Burns is El Diablo. So, because the thing is, you have the van, but in the There's the front seats, but in the back there's the table.
Yeah. Oh.
Because you game in the van, like you play.
You open up the side of the thing and you're like, "Hey kids, you want to go on an adventure?"
Yeah. You game in the van. There's the table that's bolted into the van, and then you have the
with the shag carpeting.
Right, and you have the the shag carpeting's optional.
Shag carpeting is not optional.
It's optional. You can have different types of carpeting if you want. You could even do like a cobblestone effect, whatever you want. Like it needs to be like I would go for the theme. So like my van would open up and it would be like a little like dungeon interior. I'd have the fucking like torch sconces in the van.
Okay, you say dungeon one way, I'm thinking a different way.
Well,
I'm thinking sex dungeon.
Nice, a sungeon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
playing some Aqualung.
Hey girls, wanna play a game?
Sitting on a park bench.
And I would run Tunnels and Trolls in the van.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can see that.
The
yeah.
Tunnels and Trolls van.
Sitting in the back with your T-Rex arms over your giant belly going, well.
No, that'd only be if I was demoing.
You're demoing a game. I just, whenever I fucking see that, I'm just like, why?
Because it's funny.
The guy is so happy with himself, just sitting there, leaning back in the chair, about to, like, that chair is just, like, at max weight.
The chair, like, if you were to x-ray it, the stress points of the chair are all at max.
Yeah, just stress cracks everywhere.
you're like, your Terminator eyes, like, analyze it, like, your chair is in danger, falling apart.
Well.
Oh, my. That would be most undelicious.
And then it's just like my other favorite thing is like when those guys get out of the chair and you just hear that long stream of
they're grown. Yeah, yes, of course.
the gas.
You know why? It's because they like to live deliciously.
They live deliciously. Yeah, and just another Gen Con shout out to all the people that fans of the podcast that I got to see. So,
oh, you got to see some listeners?
Got to see some listeners, which is always nice.
Did any of them provide you with sweet nudes?
No sweet nudes.
It's a shame.
I did play one older game that I had not played before, and I don't know if you'd know about it. Have you ever heard of have you ever played Captain Sonar?
Yeah.
You played Captain Sonar?
Yeah.
Fucking game rocks.
It's multiplayer Battleship.
It's fucking awesome Battleship, yeah, is what it is.
It's very fun.
I'm coining a new type of genre for it, which is, I call it hotel room games. This is a game, like,
carry on.
This is a game where it's better if you play with, in two different hotel rooms communicating through a walkie-talkie. Because for those who don't know, Captain Sonar is essentially Hunt for Red October, the board game.
Yeah, it plays like Battleship, except it's a 4v4.
Yeah. It's 4v4. You could play lots more people. But it's like each person takes on a role. You're either the navigator, the captain, the first mate, or the engineer. I played the engineer in two games, which was pretty fun. And basically, by doing certain actions, you have the possibility of eliminating doing other actions. Like, so if you keep moving north, you might lose the ability to launch a torpedo. And the whole thing is that you have to track down where your enemy's submarine is. You don't know their starting location, but you know which directions that they're moving, because that's the only thing that you're allowed to communicate with each other. Because
you have sonar.
Yeah. They're thinking two-dimensionally.
Captain Sonar.
It was a pretty ecstatic game. Someone's at the door.
Yes.
Are we getting mail?
No.
Oh.
We have some plumbing issues going on.
Oh. See, this is what you get for not eating the peanut butter and jelly burgers. You get plumbing issues.
No, this is much deeper than that. It's deeper than the peanut butter and jelly burger.
It's too much cabbage is what it is.
Actually, speaking of which, I made some cabbage yesterday.
Trust me.
With some daikon radish.
Oh, there you go. Sounds good, I guess. I'm not a big cabbage fan.
I like cabbage a lot. I fucking love cabbage.
I grew up in a Polish family. I ate cabbage a lot as a kid, and I could go my entire life without eating cabbage ever again. I'm fine with not eating cabbage.
Cabbage was, my relatives made cabbage, so cabbage was grandma's house. My mom didn't do cabbage. So when I got to have cabbage, it was sarma, which was fucking phenomenally good. And it was rare because it was only at grandma's house. I didn't go to my grandma's house super often. So like when I got to eat sarma, I was like, oh, it's a treat. So every time I have cabbage now, like I get like my nostalgia for cabbage is good because cabbage was a rare food for me when I was younger. So I get to eat it and I'm like,
We would eat it all the time. Polish cabbage, you have kapusta, which is essentially sauerkraut. Mixed with like beans and stuff like that. Which
that sounds awful.
It's fine, but it's something that's like I don't want to eat. That usually mix it with like sausage, so it's fine. And then we'd also have guumpki, which is guumpki. Yeah. It's essentially
you just made that up. No, you're fucking with me.
No, actual Polish food. It's
guumpki. Dude, I'm using that in fucking D&D.
Beware, the guumpki is here. Which is essentially
guumpki.
It's a meatball wrapped in cabbage, covered in like a tomatoey sauce, right? Laugh all you want. It's a real thing.
I believe you, but it's guumpki. It's so adorable sounding.
I like how you laugh at guumpki, but not kapusta.
Kapusta sounds like a real thing. Guumpki sounds like a cute little guy. Like who's that? Oh, that's guumpki.
Yeah, it's me. I'm guumpki.
They're cute. They're little.
Come with me into the enchanted forest, and I'll show you a path to
You're Greek, so you know like when something's wrapped in grape leaves. It's the same thing, except it's wrapped in cabbage.
Sure.
However, my family is that... It's like, you got to eat that whole thing. I don't want the cabbage. Eat the cabbage.
Eat all your guumpki.
Yeah, eat all your guumpki. So I have to eat all the fucking cabbage. And my mom just made it the other day. My wife loves my mom's stuffed cabbage. And I'm just like, I don't want to fucking eat it because I have bad memories of it. And my wife, so she gets it. And then she puts it on my plate. And I'm like, I'm going to take the cabbage off. I'm not going to eat the fucking cabbage. Because I'm a grown ass adult. And I don't have to eat the fucking cabbage. And let me tell you this. So pierogies, right? I went to pierogi fest just the other couple weeks ago. It was fun. It was great. I hate fucking cabbage stuffed pierogies. I fucking hate them.
That sounds pretty gross, actually.
It's cause
is that common? I thought potato
common.
Was the main.
Well, potato, cheese, meat, cabbage. Sometimes you get
I thought like
both.
The main like major pierogi. Like if I were to grab a random pierogi and eat it, I would expect it to be full of potatoes.
Actually, the traditional one is probably going to be stuffed with either meat or cabbage.
Interesting.
Because those are the two things that you. Potatoes and like cheese and stuff like that. Well, you get the cheese is kind of a more of a dessert one because it's a sweet cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But the potato, like that's not a native plant to Poland, so you're not going to naturally get that over there.
Mm.
But what they
delicious jagaimo.
Yeah, but so my family, all the women in my family decide to get together and we're gonna make pierogies, right? So they make out the dough and everything like so they're gonna stuff it, right? Guess what 99% of the pierogies they make are stuffed with? Fucking cabbage. Do you know who likes to eat the cabbage pierogies in my family? Two people.
That's awesome. So, like, they make cabbage pierogies and, like, nobody eats them?
Nobody eats them. And I literally sit there and go, like, am I the only person in the, I'm fucking...
I'm taking crazy pills. You're Mugatu.
I'm Mugatu. I'm literally, like, the guy in Network. Not Network, I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take
that's Network.
It. That's Network.
Yeah.
I'm like that guy where I'm just like, does nobody see that nobody likes to eat the kapusta? Stop making them.
But it's more guumpki.
Well, they go, but it's so easy to make the kapusta. I go, I don't give a shit. No one likes to eat it. Frank likes to eat it. Well, just make like five of them for Frank. You don't need to give them to anybody else. No one eats the kids don't eat them because it tastes like shit.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. My hatred of Polish cabbage is
it sounds,
virulent.
Yeah, I mean, it's and that seems fair.
I justify my hatred of that. That's
fair.
That's fine.
That's fair. Yeah. I'll give it to you. Like, see, for me, it's a heartfelt, lovely memories for cabbage for me.
Yeah. You know, occasionally I'll have
some sarma, some zhito, some ćevapčići. Delicious.
Sometimes, like, every once in a while, I'll be like, I'll have a Polish sausage, you know, like a standard, like, Maxwell Street Polish, and I'll be like, I could kind of go for some sauerkraut on this. Every great once in a while.
See, I'm strictly into the grilled onion on my Maxwell
However,
Street.
Love coleslaw. I'm a huge fan of coleslaw.
Coleslaw's like coleslaw is one of those things that's like you either have good coleslaw or it's fucking awful.
You know what my favorite coleslaw in the world is?
Is it KFC?
KFC's coleslaw. It's fucking amazing.
It's really good coleslaw.
It's really good coleslaw.
Yeah.
Like so. I know that we're way off topic, but whatever. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody's listening.
Yeah. So nobody's listening, and if they are listening, they don't care.
They don't care. They're just like, ha, 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 coleslaw.
Guumpki.
I like making fish tacos at home. Like, I make it the Southern California way.
Mm-hmm.
And all a good fish taco is just white fish, grilled, and coleslaw. Anyone who tells you fucking different is a fucking liar. That's like how they make it. And the best coleslaw to use is KFC coleslaw. So my wife will be like, about once a month, she says, I'm going to make fish tacos. I'm like, oh, awesome. Wait, what kind of coleslaw are you using? Oh, I got the stuffing from a bag from the store. I'm like, no. No. I'm like a little.
Do you throw the bag on the ground?
Kind of. I'm like a little kid. I'm like, no. Like, we've been married for 10 years.
It's got to be the cuff.
Yeah. You don't know this at this point. You have to get the KFC coleslaw because it's the best fucking coleslaw. It's all the mayo they use. They use a shit ton of mayo.
And sugar.
And sugar, too. Yeah, yeah, it's very sweet. But, I mean, like, it's the best one to use. And they're like, I want to use this stuff because it's healthier. I go, it's healthier and it tastes like shit. That's what it does. Your tacos taste like shit. Diana, knock it off.
Good stuff.
Well, then why don't you make the tacos? I'm like, I would, but you don't give me enough run-up time. You just decide to make it now. We got to go find a KFC.
Got to hit the KFC up.
Yeah. Don't give me the shit. Anyway. I'm all aggravated up. I did three LARPs at Gen Con.
Yeah, didn't you say that you were with some less than reputable LARPers or skillful LARPers?
So I did three LARPs. I did one dungeon crawl and two, like, player LARPs.
Okay.
The dungeon crawl one was fun, except for the fact that, you know, it's a big group of 10. We're going through the dungeon, beating up monsters. Four fucking wiener kids decided to be part of this group. You know, and I don't get a choice in the group because I'm single player. I just join whatever group is going. These four kids were level 4, let's call it. They were higher level than most. Mm-hmm. I'm level 2 at this point. And so...
Was it True Dungeon?
It's kind of like True Dungeon.
Okay.
It's close as you could get to True Dungeon, but it's only an hour run.
Okay.
And I think it costs like $12 to run it.
Okay.
As opposed to the $80 for True Dungeon.
Yeah, True Dungeon is outrageous.
So
True Dungeon is very cool.
Yeah. So these kids come in and they're like, I have this bonus, 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 bonus. So they're like going through the rooms and they're just like, you know, we're negotiating with the fucking gnolls, right?
Mm.
And he's like, ah, screw this. Crit 9. And he hits the person and kills like the leader. I'm like, why the fuck did you do that? He's like, I'm tired of negotiating. I'm like, listen here, you little shit.
Listen here, you little shit.
I'm twice as old as you and I weigh twice as much of you. I could body you.
I will break you in half.
Pretty much.
They should definitely have age split for that kind of thing.
I mean, the kids were like, what, 16, 17
that's,
at that point.
There should be age split. Like, you have, if you can't drink, and that's the divide. If you can drink, you're in this group. If you can't drink, you're in this group. That's all. That's the divide.
That'd be a fun one. I'll run next year. I'll run drunken dungeon
crawl. Well, I'm not saying like whether or not you're
that's
drinking
not gonna
during
lead
the dungeon.
To injury.
Yeah, I wouldn't say drinking during the dungeon. I'm just saying that's the age bracket. Or cannot drink.
I would say drinking during the dungeon crawl. I'd like to get drunk with an orc.
It would be cool if you did like if you had like a like if you started up in a tavern and you had beers.
Yeah.
And then like you had an orc who was like, ah, try some of my mead. You know, like that'd be cool.
And
like,
then you go to the room and it's like you have to challenge a dwarf to a drinking contest.
Pretty cool.
Like a chugging contest pretty or cool. something like that.
You could do a very cool
kickstand.
Yeah. You could do a very cool beer dungeon. A beer fungeon.
Dude, I think we have an idea here that's actually going to... that I don't know if we could do it, like what the massive hurdles to do this at Gen Con would be, but to do a beer dungeon.
The game classy beer dungeon.
A beer dungeon.
A beer fungeon.
Because it's like a bar crawl,
but it's
a dungeon crawl.
Yeah.
But dungeon crawl isn't actually a thing.
Right.
So it's a beer dungeon crawl.
Yeah. It's a dungeon crawl.
I like this fucking idea. So it's like, let's say it's like 4 or 5 rooms, right? You start off in the mess, because they always start off in the tavern.
Yeah.
Because the way that they do the Chicago dungeon crawl is you start off in a tavern, and then you go below the tavern, and you have to go through a couple different rooms and solve a couple traps and stuff like that. But you start off in the first one, like, you'll have a... it's all beer games. That's all it is. So you'll go there and you'll have like beer pong or you'll have flippy cup or you'll have
bags. Gotta have bags.
Gotta have bags. Yeah, you'll have bags or something like that. And then you might have like
the wizard's gambit. We call bags the wizard's gambit.
Yeah, the wizard's gambit.
Test your luck at the wizard's gambit.
And you have to throw like the fireballs at
the
fire. Oh
yeah.
My God. People would fucking love this. Yeah. They would love this idea. I should do this like just fucking out here and like a beer dungeon crawl. at like Adepticon. Nice. Yeah, they would fireball.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's gotten the fireball inside of the goblin's hole. Use your ice spell to negate it.
Well, because you can do different targets with different sizes, so you the dragon would be the hardest to damage, so he'd have the smallest targets, and then the goblins would be easy, so they'd be big, and you get more or less points based on which one you strike with your spells.
That's true. That would work pretty well. And then I like the idea of like you come up against like a fucking troll slayer, and he's like sitting there at the bar, and he's like, you got to beat him in a chugging contest. Mm-hmm. We'll get Delanois to be our
is he
our
a
troll
chugger?
Slayer. Yeah. Oh, Delanois can chug.
Okay. Good.
He can unhinge.
He'll be so hammered.
Open up the throat.
He'll be so hammered.
Oh yeah. It'd be great.
We'll have to give him not beer.
No. I want him by like the fourth one to be like, I got you.
You want him to die? You want to murder Delanois?
That'd be like the final challenge. You must destroy the Delanois. Yeah, and he's like fucking chugging beer.
You want him to just die of alcohol poisoning?
No, at the end they have to do they have to, like, after they've drank and all, after they've done all this drinking, they have to go and actually, like, run around and fight a necromancer.
you just want people vomiting.
Oh, yeah, all over the place. It'd just be everything be covered in plastic, so it'll be fine.
That's the dungeon room?
Yeah, that's the dungeon room.
The boss room is covered in plastic?
Why is it covered in plastic in here?
Oh, you'll find out. Oh, you'll find out. The lich just looks like Patrick Bateman. I'm a time traveling lich. You know, one of the things they didn't do in that movie that really upset me is that
they didn't try and put the dog in the ATM.
No. One of the huge parts, like, music was so important to his character, and one of the big things about him, he was also a germaphobe. So like when he got out of cars, like he would just throw his Walkmans away, and he would get new Walkmans. Like he'd open new Walkmans. That was like a really like big part. Like he would just, and it was also to show how ludicrously wealthy he was, because he was just throwing Walkmans.
Well, the
away.
Movie also came out in like what, 98. It's probably harder to get a Walkman.
It's a
at
good
that point.
Movie. Yeah. Like it's a solid movie. It's a solid interpretation of that book.
Mm.
It's very different than the book, but it's a solid interpretation.
Yeah. The movie's fine. It's one of those things where it's like, I don't really need to read this. I read less than zero.
I read the book when it was new, and that was fucking, I was in high school, fucking decade ago.
I love this idea of the beer dungeon crawl. I could charge out the ass for it, and people would do it. I mean, if I charged $15 a head, and I ran like a 10-person group, that's $150 just for that 10-person group to get
through.
You're
going to have to use really shitty beer.
It's true. But you could get shitty beer for pretty cheap. I mean, you get a couple kegs. For like what? You can get, how much is a keg of beer? Like, I don't know how
no
much
idea.
A keg. I haven't bought a keg of beer
I've never
in 10 years. I think it was like, maybe it was $80, and you get a shit ton of beer out of that keg. So, I mean, just one run through will pay for your keg.
There needs to be a sequence with a troll hag, and you have to suck beer out of her titties.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
No. A minotaur who's got a big udder.
No. Because that wouldn't make any sense that would be milk. The only brackish thing that would make sense as beer would be troll titty hit. Troll hag titty beer. That's the rules.
Oh my god, you could have someone set up with like the big rubber thing with the big fucking titties hanging out, and it'd be like, I'm so swollen, if you'd like to get through my dungeon, you know, blah blah blah. You have the person just like have to do that, and it's like chug the titty. I like this idea. I think we could do it.
Yeah. Well, no, you have to, because that's the thing, you have to earn the trust of the trolls.
Yeah.
And the only way to earn the trust of the trolls
is to taste
the nectar of the troll den mother. And that's her big,
fuck, this is a brilliant,
saggy,
this is,
veiny troll
this
titties.
Is probably one of the more brilliant ideas that we've had on this. And we've had some brilliant ideas.
All of our ideas are brilliant.
No, some of them are not winners.
They're all brilliant.
some of them not quite winners. And then, so the second one I ran, I did a Call of Cthulhu RPG, and we were in Carcosa, and it was basically like different people who were caught out of time in Carcosa. I was a carnival barker from Louisiana with my troop of sideshow freaks, but there was also like cops from the 90s and like it was a Starship Enterprise crew, and it was like it was really weird. It was fun. That one was fine. The problem is then I blew my voice out on that one. That was fine because I was a carnival burger from Louisiana,
right.
So you know I had to blow out my voice.
Right.
And then the next night, I did a Game of Thrones style one where, but except we were all characters from Richard III, War of the Roses, right? Okay. So I was like, oh, this might be kind of fun. It was, you know, it's got like some a mystical hint to it.
The two doors.
Oh my God, there were two kids in there. They were probably in their early 20s, maybe mid 20s, but it was just like talking to them. They would talk like this throughout the entire thing. I'm like, are you doing an act? Like, I thought that was like they were in character doing something, but they weren't.
That's just them.
That was them. Like, that's afterwards, weird. When you have to talk about your character and like what your motivations and if you achieved
your goals. They just talked like that?
They talked like this.
That's really weird.
There was two of them in this fucking LARP.
That's really weird.
I'm like, why are you doing a LARP if you can't, you know, like, role play if you can't.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
I still say I want to go as the fops one year to Gen Con. just fop the entire time and just like critique everything. Yeah, like critique everything, like comment. And because the best part is because you could make fun of people's body odor and stuff.
Yeah,
because you're in character, so you could be like, smells like someone hasn't bathed in several days. Bless me my kerchief. Yeah.
Heavens, I have the vapors. Oh, wait, that's the wrong time period.
Yeah. No.
That's an old Southern lady. But yeah, so then you have, that was that one. And, you know, usually in the LARP, they have like, oh, you know, who's the best actor? The guy who won the Richard III one was playing Richard III, and he was British. I'm like, that's not fair for the fucking British guy who's playing Richard III to win.
That's cheating.
That's just fucking cheating. I mean, it's not like he's putting on a decent British accent throughout the entire thing. He has a British accent, yeah. Or an English accent, I should say. He wasn't a Welshman. But I was like,
as well. What?
Welshy!
Welshy!
I don't know how that got on. I did make a few enemies during that one, because apparently I was just an asshole throughout the entire LARP, and people took it like it was actually me. I'm like, no, I was just playing a character. Don't be mad at me.
Well done.
I know. I felt kind of bad, because one of the girls was kind of hot, but...
You blew it.
I blew it. Number one. You blew it.
You blew it.
but yeah, that was the fun I had. It was actually I did a lot more this year than I have done in the past. Just because I made an effort. I was like, I'm going to do more like of these LARPing games.
Do
I
really things.
Like them. Yeah. Yeah. Because like some people will be like, we're doing a 12-hour D&D game. I'm like, why? That's you're going and you're paying all this money to go and just sit and play a D&D game for 12 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally play the fuck out of D&D for 12 hours at my house.
Yeah, exactly. I would not pay.
There's no reason to go to Gen Con to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And like mini game stuff too. It's like, we're going to play in this tournament. I could play in all these tournaments out here, or I could just play a game out here. It's not like
I'm sure there still are, but there were very specifically great Magic tournaments at Gen Con because they were only at Gen Con. Like they had obviously I don't have a Vintage deck, but Vintage Worlds is at Gen Con. That's the super expensive, like we have $24,000 deck.
Yeah.
Tournament. Like that's only at Gen Con. So like that makes sense to go to. Like you can only do that there. But like going to like play in like a standard tournament at Gen Con, why would you do that?
Yeah.
I don't know why you would do that.
I mean,
no idea why. There's like Magic, at least it makes sense because there's weird tournaments that they offer. Like they've offered like Chaos Drafts where there's like old packs. There was a series of qualifier tournaments to get into a beta draft, which was really cool. You drafted the Magic beta set, which is fucking nuts. Like that's a chance to open a fucking Lotus or Moxes. Very cool. That's worth going to. But like going to play like some fucking sealed Magic makes no sense. Like even playing a fucking Warhammer tournament wouldn't make any sense.
Well, especially if you're from this area where everyone plays.
Also the Shadespire Grand Clash there.
Uh-huh.
There was like 24 people. Like nobody went to that Grand Clash.
Yeah.
I was like, ah,
Shadespire's kind of on the downswing right now.
No, plenty of people are still playing it. Just like I knew it would be
the heat is off.
Minis tournaments don't do well at Gen Con.
No, they
ever.
Don't.
And the other thing too with Shadespire, like they have the releases have cooled. Like it's
that's
been
what I'm saying.
Months.
It's cooled. It's the downswing.
They need to get those releases back on.
Yeah. The we released new cards and new.
Dude, that leader set is so so the boards are huge. Yeah. The leader set is infuriating because the leaders has because there's like it's like a 75 card set or something, and like six cards are worthwhile. Like it's really annoying. Like there's so much chaff in that box. I was like, But like the cards that are good are really good. Yeah. And then there's like there's cards that are really good, and then there's cards that are playable, and then everything else is like actually garbage. Like it's like frustrating. It's like
garbage.
Well, it's because you're not because normally when you play like when you make so normally in card games there are cards that are less powerful for limited play. That's the whole point. Like when you open a booster pack, there's a card that you would never put in your deck that you're building for your, you know, your regular tournaments. But when you're playing draft, like this card that's like not that great of removal, like a card that removes your opponent's card, like, oh, I will use this for this limited tournament because it's limited. Resources are limited. So a card that says destroy another card, that ability is kind of rare. Even if the card itself isn't very good, that's something you would take and use for limited. So that's what bad cards are for. Like they're there because a draft format exists. If you don't have a draft format for your game, there's no reason for you to make bad cards.
Yeah.
Like that's simple. It's simple as that.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of those. Like I like that there's tournaments there, but as I say, I'm not going to this gaming convention to play in tournaments, period. Mm. And plus, like,
yeah, I do stuff that I can't do elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And I went there I did 3 days there. And even at the third, and on Sunday, like at noon, I was just like, fuck it, I'm going home. I can't handle this anymore. I'm too old for this.
I can say that if I do go to Gen Con again, I'm going to fly.
You're going to fly to
Gen
Con? I'm
going to fucking fly to Gen Con.
Nice.
I'm just going to take one of those little fucking suicide planes. Just
like that guy who just hijacked the plane in SeaTac.
Fuck yeah.
Did you see that guy?
No.
Oh my God. He hijacked like this little, it was a big plane. He fucking crashed it. Well, they said they don't know if he crashed it or if it was shot down by an F-15.
Fucking sweet.
I know. And he was like, it was just like a dude who was like a little bit off his rocker. He was a mechanic there and he was just like, you
just
know,
hijacked
what?
A plane.
I'm going to steal a plane. There was no one on it. He didn't
That's
like,
awesome.
I don't really know if it counts as hijacking, if there's no one on it or it's just stealing a plane. But yeah,
Yeah, I know. It's
and he did a barrel roll too.
I believe official to officially be hijacking, you have to
fly to Cuba.
No, someone has to be piloting the plane. You forcibly take over the plane.
Yeah.
That's hijacking.
I think
so. If he just got in an empty plane and took it, that's stealing a plane.
Yeah, I don't really.
he didn't plane. He plane jacked it.
He plane jacked it. Yeah, that was. The drive down is never fun because I-65 is a nightmare. By the way, for those who don't know, and I complain about traffic on this fucking podcast, Illinois decided to put into law last year that if they tax for roads to be fixed, you couldn't divert that tax money to anything else. So I don't think people realize how much money was going towards our roads. Every single fucking road in Illinois is under construction
at all times.
At all times. It's a nightmare here. A living nightmare when it comes to driving around. There are my road that I'm currently living on was just refinished a year ago. They have torn it up and are redoing it again because they just have the money to do it. So it's a nightmare, Steve, a living nightmare. Is there anything else Gen Con wise or any news wise that we should cover? I think I'm pretty much covered everything.
Champions is really good. Yeah. If you want, you know what? I'm going to post my Champions card on my Champions cards on Game Classy right now.
Okay, well, there you go.
Everyone can scan my crads.
Scan your crads.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That feature is really really exciting. I'm very much looking forward to this game. I was just lamenting like. I can't wait for the app to launch because I was building decks and I'm just like, oh, I wish I could fucking just test this deck out, but I can't because the app's not ready. I could play because Brian has some stuff and like I could play against him and like that'll be good. I'll be able to see if my deck works functionally, but it's not playing it against a field. Like, you know, like I might shellac him or he might shellac me. Doesn't necessarily mean anything. Yeah. So being able to play against like a random field, just like on the toilet. Oh, I'm so fucking stoked about it. And I really like the game. Although I think Nagash is a trap. I think he kind of sucks.
Nagash is a trap.
Yeah, I think he kind of sucks. We'll
like an anime trap?
No, we don't use that word.
No.
No.
We use a futa.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Good times. Good futa times.
He's like, because he looks really powerful, but like he's the only caster you can bring. Because so the way the cards work is the champions have a cost and you can't go over cost 20. He's cost 15.
Oh.
So none of the wizards, none of the next cheapest wizard in undead in the death is 6. So you can only bring Nagash as a wizard, which is fine. He's very powerful when it comes to the casting, but the current suite of spells available are...
I could see that.
I don't know if they're good enough for him. I'm gonna try it a bit because he has one of his abilities is really strong. It's you spend an action and you can rotate the spell he's controlling one forward, which is very powerful. Because there's like, for example, there's one of the spells in there is its first space does nothing, but its next space does 4 damage. And if they don't control a unit, they have to take a card from the hand and shuffle it into the deck, which is really powerful. But normally that's pretty easy to avoid because you put it down. They see that it's there and they go, oh, I'll put a unit there so when it ticks, it doesn't hit me. But with Nagash's ability, you can just play the spell and then immediately rotate it to do the damage and make them take the hand. So he might be worthwhile there. Like, I don't know. I'm going to find out.
I'm going to find out. Who's the big boy for the orcs?
What's his name? Gadrak Skullcrusher or whatever. The dude on the big punch dragon.
On the maw.
Yeah, his ability is he does extra damage. Much like in the tabletop game, he does extra damage to wizards. So you put him across from a wizard and enjoy your free extra damage.
Nice. All right. I think that's about it. I got to see the demo of the Game of Thrones game from Command. I was like...
Yeah, how'd that go?
No one was playing that. Like, waste the money.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to...
Oh, they thought that thing was going to be gangbusters,
oh,
too.
They did. They thought it was going to be so gangbusters. One thing, just an update on the 3D printer stuff. I already, you know, I mentioned I printed out 2 Warhounds already. But I did want to talk about something that's kind of like... I didn't know this existed until I bought one. But the price that people are kickstarting 3D printer files for is so fucking ridiculously high. I'm just like, holy fuck. Like, people, I just saw a Kickstarter for, like, it was like sci-fi walls with guns on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, to buy the entire set with all the files, $300. I was like, fuck you. Like, literally, you could find these files for free, like, that are equivalent or something like that. I did see one really cool one that was a zombie game one, but it was a mall. It was a 3D printed mall.
That's kind of
that
cool.
Had that thing, but it was 80s style, so it was all 80s store inside the mall. So it was like Babbage's and like
that's cool. They should, you know what? They should just use the layout of the mall from Chopping Mall.
It was like some zombie mall. I don't know what it was, but I mean,
I stayed up late one night watching Chopping Mall.
Let me see if I could. I was just at Half Price Books, and there was a old computer game, a virgin computer game of Street Fighter. Like, in box set.
Nice.
So I texted it to Pat, and Pat got really excited. He was like, could you pick it up for me? I'm like, I already left. And he's like, I'm like, dude, just call them up. They'll put it on hold for you. It's fine. it's like, calm yourself. Let me see. Oh, here it is. The Belmont Hill Malls. It's expensive. It's a really fucking expensive. And it's like, why the hell would I buy this? It would take me years to print all of this on a 3D printer. Like, even going at max speed, it's fucking ridiculous. These are the stores inside. Like, if you could take a look on there.
All right, so we got Babbage's, Tower Records, Radio Shack, and Hills? I don't even know what that is.
That's a old clothing line store. But that's like, but I mean, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing that, but it's like, first of all...
What are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do? Exactly. Like, no one has yet to put out a good quality zombie game. I like the idea...
Oh, you know what you could do? Do you remember that board game, the shopping mall board game with the credit card machine in the middle?
Oh, Mall
in the
Madness.
80s Mall Madness? You could make the best Mall Madness set ever.
I got my 3D printed Mall Madness game.
We only play competitive Mall Madness here.
What I'd like, you know what I should do with the 3D printer? I should make a 3D printed Clue room, a Clue game. Like a full, like, on, like,
cool
mansion for Clue and have to have everybody go with, like, no, you have
you
to
can
use
make
my
a,
mind.
You can make a really cool 1313 Dead End Drive.
Ooh.
Very cool. I loved 1313 Dead End Drive.
For
anyone who didn't know what 1313 Dead End Drive was, it was basically a Clue plus Mousetrap. You were trying to murder the other players in the mansion using traps in there. And they had things like a
traps, Steve?
Traps. You had a bookshelf.
Not food at traps.
No. You had a bookshelf that you would, like, knock over and you would try to crush their playing piece. There was a suit of armor and you push a button and his axe falls down. It was very fun, and a 3D printed version of that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what we should do. That's another million-dollar idea. We just find old board games and just make 3D printed copies of them.
Nice.
And sell them under different names so we can't get sued.
6969 Dead End Drive.
With real
and
traps.
And the tagline, nice.
Nice.
Yes, that's a, it's a, the, you know how they always have like the tagline of the game? Ours is just in just bold italics and says nice. Nice.
All right, everybody, go to planetarbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at
I'm Commandthrow.
Like our Facebook page /GameClassyPodcast. Best way you can help out the podcast is like, comment, subscribe on iTunes. You can also like, comment, and subscribe on the YouTubes. Oh, we have gotten some new YouTube followers lately. So nice. Thumbs up to you, YouTubers. Thumbs up. To you.
To YouTubes.
To YouTubes. You can listen to our sister podcast, Play On Podcast, which is all about video games. Steve and Pat talking about Horizon Dawn? Is that a video game?
That is a video game. Right. I haven't played it. I heard
it's great. There's a board game of it that's coming out.
Yeah, so. I heard it's great. So. Yeah,
the minis looked pretty good. And you also Deconstructing Daycare, which is all about kids' shows. They just did DuckTales, the new DuckTales, which I don't think is quite fair.
Woo!
Because that show is definitely not just for kids. That show is definitely designed for adults. I have yet to listen to the episode because I've been re-listening to The Silmarillion. And let me just tell you this. Anybody who says that they should make The Silmarillion into a TV show has never read The Silmarillion. Because it would be a terrible TV show.
They could do a lot of stuff from The Silmarillion, but they would need to, like, to make it a coherent TV show wouldn't be possible. Because it's not a story.
Yeah,
it's
to make it a coherent story would be impossible.
I mean, you could do a Silmarillion miniseries. Like, just like, this is the tale of
Beren and Luthien.
Yeah, then, like, you just do each part. They could do that.
It could just be a show called Feanor No!
Feanor No!
Don't do that. Don't kill your own people. Don't do that.
Yes.
But yeah, people who, yeah, they've never read The Silmarillion. But yeah, the DuckTales, it doesn't seem quite fair on that one. Steve, until next time,
keep your eye on the donut, not the hole.